Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Come on, son.
One, two, one, two, one, two. Check one, two, fruit. Check one, two, fruit.
Check one, two, one, two.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to Come On, Son, the podcast. My name is Ed Lover, and joining me is wife, mother, friend, nurse, and now podcaster, Fruit is back in the house. Give Fruit a nice round of applause. Yay. How you doing, Fruit?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. So are you ready to tackle what we said we was going to tackle the last time you and I podcasted together?
I'm going
to
see what I can do.
Okay, so the last time Fruit and I podcasted together, we did Almost There, female R&B singers. Well, we covered female R&B singers who we felt...
Right.
We're almost there, close to stardom, and now we're going to cover male R&B singers that were almost there. Now, when we talk about superstars, name some of the stars that we're talking about, Fruit, when we talk about people that was there.
That you want to know superstars that went through already or ones that didn't make it?
No, we're talking about the ones that didn't make it.
Okay.
But before we go, let's give them an example of the stars that were there. Like, we talking Prince. We right. talking Michael.
Yeah.
We talking Marvin.
Mm-hmm.
We talking Luther, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We talking Teddy Pendergrass.
Yes, we are.
Right? Those are the people that was there. They made it. Back in the days, Jackie Wilson, Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
Those guys were superstars mm-hmm. of their time. When it came time for R&B to continue and to move forward, mm-hmm. we had a lot of people that were good, really good.
Right.
They weren't there. Babyface is another one that you would say is there.
Amazing.
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
There.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. There.
Mm-hmm.
All day, ed day. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So there's certain artists that came out and they could have been there. But for some reason or another, some we will explore, some we actually don't know.
Right.
Weren't there. So speaking of back in the days, right around the time with Luther, and then when Luther was coming out, that was the 80s. Luther was ruling.
Luther.
Okay. There was a young man by the name of Bobby DeBarge. He was in a group called Switch.
Yes,
he was. Left Switch and he went solo, but because of his drug habit, it never happened for him. He had a heroin addiction. That was crazy. So,
yeah.
So Cam, give me a little bit of They'll Never Be by Bobby DeBarge and Switch.
Switch.
Thank you. That's where El DeBarge got his style from.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
He even sings like he hit those mm-hmm. high notes like Bobby did. Right?
Yeah. He followed his brother.
Would you say El DeBarge was almost there? Yes or no?
No.
You wouldn't say.
El DeBarge was there.
So you say El DeBarge is legendary status.
He surpassed his brother.
Okay, so he no way El DeBarge gets on this list at all.
Not even in a heartbeat.
Okay, so we're not going to put El DeBarge on that list.
No, we will not.
We're not going to put El DeBarge on there. I had him on there.
Well, you need to take him off.
I'm going to tell you why I had him on there. Okay? Because El DeBarge to me was in, when DeBarge and them was out, they were in the Jacksons stratosphere. They were. And El DeBarge was being touted as like the next Michael Jackson. And the drugs.
Yeah, of course the drugs, but he still made a huge name for himself.
So he was still legendary status.
He's still legendary status. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because
okay.
You got to remember, it took him a while to get to them drugs. Remember, he was the one that did not want to do drugs at all.
Yes.
Okay. So he had a lot of time to put in, you know, to get his music up. And yeah. He did that.
That's true. That's true. El DeBarge is, El DeBarge, we respect you. We love you. And we know him personally.
Yes.
So El DeBarge ain't nothing but love, bro. My wife says, okay. She says, you're legendary stats. Now, right around that time when Michael Jackson and Prince was ruling, do you remember a kid that came out of England?
Out of England?
England. Had a song called Wishing Well. And everybody,
oh, yeah. Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Terrence Trent. Everybody thought he was hit.
Yes.
Didn't they, babe? Did they not say he was better than Michael Jackson?
Who said that?
There's a lot of those critics did.
No.
They were like, he get ready to give Mike a run for his money.
Well, they need to stop doing drugs because they crazy. There's no way in hell.
Let's play a little bit of Terrence Trent D'Arby's Wishing Well. All right, thanks, Cam. We appreciate that. We appreciate that so much. Now, staying in that era, another cat. Here's a little fun fact about him you probably don't know. Robert De Niro has a son with his sister.
Oh.
The kid's got to be in his 40s now. But back then, Robert De Niro with Grace Abbott, had a son. The singer's name is Gregory Abbott.
Robert De Niro's don't he got an infant right now?
Yeah, he do. He loves black women.
He got I'm serious. He got a little baby.
Yeah, he do. So does Al Pacino. Both
man,
of them.
Man, listen.
We ain't fruit. We got a lot on this list, so we can't be going
through. I'm sorry. I just want to know what they taking.
So you know what it is. Okay. Okay. So listen, let's play a little bit of Shake You Down by Gregory Abbott, because that was a number one pop record, too.
Yeah.
And he was almost there. Mm-hmm. Definitely almost there. Now, I know you're ready to get to the 90s, but I got one more.
No, we good.
We good?
Yeah.
We good. Can we go Alexander O'Neal? Come on.
Wait a minute, though. Hold up.
He was almost there, Fruit. He was almost there. I'm sorry. He's not on the El DeBarge level. He's not.
He's not.
He's not. I know he's a fan favorite, but come on. He's not on Rick James level.
I'm straddling the fence.
Alexander O'Neal is not there, babe. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm straddling. Okay, it's my opinion too. I'm straddling the fence.
Okay, can we play some Sunshine? By my man, Alexander O'Neal. Yes. He got some hits.
He do. What? Ooh. He got some hits. I feel like he got a lot of hits.
A lot of these people got a lot of hits.
Okay.
But they just didn't get all the way there, baby.
I'm going to straddle the fence.
Okay, he's not all the way there. I'm going to hit you with another one from the 80s moving into the early 90s. You're going to probably debate me on this one, too. And he was almost there. He sang on the song with El DeBarge and Barry White and Albie Shaw, who we ain't get to yet, but we will. James Ingram was almost there.
For sure.
Almost there.
He had, oh, man. I love his voice. Yeah.
I want to tell you a quick James Ingram story.
Go ahead.
Blew my mind. Swear to God. First of all, let me tell everybody, James Ingram's brother was in Switch with Bobby DeBarge.
Oh.
That's crazy. Okay. And then James Ingram gets to sing with El DeBarge on Secret Garden. Yeah. Okay. I'm at, me and Dre are in L.A. We're at Debbie Allen and Norm Nixon's house having lunch. The doorbell rings. It's James Ingram. Mm-hmm. He comes in. And he was talking, he's having fun. He looks at their piano. He sits down. He starts tootling with it. And he goes, this piano is out of key. And he said, y'all need to tune this piano. And he's singing, babe, for like an hour. James Ingram, in front of our face, is singing.
I know the story. You told me
that. It blew my mind. I could not believe the story. Can we hear, what is it, Just Once? James Ingram?
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Wow. Just Once. James Ingram. Thank you, Cam P. Mm-hmm. All right. I had to put James Ingram in it. I mentioned Albie Shaw. Late 80s, early 90s. Albie Shaw was almost there, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Was that the era of all the light-skinned dudes?
It was. It was him and Christopher Williams, who's on my list.
Yes, but first,
each other.
First, give me some Off on Your Own by Albie Shaw. Without a doubt, Albie Shaw had some hits. Now, you brought him up. Christopher Williams.
I sure did.
Christopher Williams was almost there. The voice, the girls loved him. I'm telling you, it's the era of light-skinned cats. Heavy D was ruling. Albie Shaw, Christopher Williams, all the light-skinned, curly-haired dudes was killing it back then, in those days. What do you want to play for Christopher Williams?
God. Dreaming?
Am I dreaming? Okay, babe, I believe that's all my people out of the 80s, early 90s one more. Mm-hmm. The only reason why he didn't get there is because he died, Gerald LaVert.
Yeah.
He is an icon, though.
He is.
He's an icon. And he would continue to be out there right now, mm-hmm. killing it if he didn't pass away too early. Can you play some pop, 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 pop? Goes My Mind, mm-hmm. from Gerald LaVert.
Yeah. Tell me that you love me, girl. Baby, please, not pity on me, baby. Yeah. Goes my mind. Every time I think of all the times I did you wrong.
God rest Gerald LaVert's soul, but That's the reason why he didn't become the superstar, because his father and the OJs were, and LeVert was too. But then his solo career, he passed away way too early. Or he'd have been some. All right, babe, let's go. Let's go. All right, what you got?
My number. Okay.
We in the 90s now.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to. I know. You know how old I am?
Stop fighting. You saw my post today on Instagram, right?
What?
40 is middle age.
So okay.
Knock it off.
I'm going to say Tevin Campbell.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Tevin Campbell was groomed by Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
We are not saying that Carl Thomas did not have hits.
Yeah, he did.
We're not saying that. Mm-hmm. We're not saying that. We're just saying that Carl Thomas never made R. Kelly's stature.
Right.
Okay, that's all we're saying. All the people on here that we name, these songs that we're going to play, y'all going to be like, yo, that was fire. We're not saying they whack.
Right.
We could do, that's why it's called Almost There.
Almost There.
Almost.
That's why it's called.
Okay, which Carl Thomas record you want?
Let's do Emotional.
Not good choice, babe.
Thanks.
Good choice. Thanks, Camp P. All right, what else you got on that list, babe?
So we were on the DeBarge trail, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say their little brother Chico, and I mean that album was. Oof, I still listen to that album.
I know exactly what happened to Chico.
He couldn't stay out of jail.
The drug game.
Yeah, and he could not stay out of jail. I think he in jail now, shit.
You ain't lying.
For real. I think he's still in jail.
I'm not sure about that, but
I'm serious.
He couldn't stay out of jail.
He could not stay out of jail, and I just don't understand it.
Bobby had went to jail. Chico went to jail.
And he wrote every stitch of word on that album.
So which song you want to play off that incredible album?
Let's do Iggy Me.
Let's play that joint right there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was in love, I was jumping. You didn't have to say a hi, baby. See, it's Iggy Me, baby. I know you got a man. I'm gonna kiss your lips, so I wanna hold your hand. And I don't understand.
All right, well, we cooking right now, babe. We cooking. There is a whole lot of Almost There male R&B singers that she really even hit me to. And let's put this out there real quick. If the male R&B singer was in a group and then stepped out to go solo, it still counts as an Almost There. Even if their group made it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because New Edition. is one of our favorite groups of all time. The last person to even go gold after they all went solo was Ralph Tresvant. Yeah. And he does not get enough play as a great male singer. But while Bell Biv DeVoe went double and triple platinum and Bobby had 10 million, Ralph barely peaked at a million.
Right.
He was almost there.
Yeah.
Can you play Sensitivity by Ralph Tresvant, please? He's never gonna be whack, but as a solo male R&B singer, it was almost.
Yeah,
it was almost. And also in that group, one that she doesn't really care for, Johnny Gill. What bothers you the most about Johnny Gill?
I love Johnny Gill. Don't even get me started. He's a sweetheart, you know, even in person.
Even so, his performance, he overdoes it.
Man, when he puts on that red dress, I don't know if I'm in church, in a concert hall. I don't know where I'm at, because he take 4 hours to finish that song. Four hours. Like, we have been to some of their shows where I've honestly, and Mike knows this, he has kind of tipped him to get the heck off the stage. Like, he was over tipping his time.
Yeah, he always overdoes it when he plays My, 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 for real. He does, y'all. So let's play. Is that the song you want to play by Johnny Gill? You want to do My, My, My? Since we was talking about it.
Yeah, let's do My, My, My.
Cam, please, give me a little My, My, My by Johnny Gill, please. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Listen, this is Almost There, male R&B singers. Me and Big Fruit in the building. We're going to take a short pause for the calls. We'll be right back.
Side. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Calling all heroes. Coca-Cola and Marvel are teaming up to release limited edition Coca-Cola products featuring your favorite Marvel characters. Collect them all to assemble your own Marvel Universe. And be sure to scan your Coca-Cola for a chance to win superpowered prizes and unlock powerful AR experiences. But act fast, fans. These collectibles won't last long. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the U.S. and D.C. who are 13 and up. Ends on June 30th, 2024. Visit Coke.com/Marvel24 for official rules. You'll know the real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to the thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust the feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You could talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. This portion of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Walmart. There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine and your daily lifestyle. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for or create demand for another Black-led brand. So go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Here are some of them. Natural Vert Granola, Scotch Porter Beard Balm, and The Dew Hair Care. So make sure that when you go to Walmart that you check out these products or go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Brought to you by Walmart.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Son. Welcome back to Come On, Son, the podcast. It's called Almost There. Male R&B singers, me and my wife Fruit is here. Say hi, Fruit.
Hey, what's up?
We have just ran down some of your favorite male R&B singers, and we love them too.
We do.
This is not a jab, a poke, or anything. We just noticed that for some reason, some people become superstars. For some reason, some people don't. Okay, and it doesn't mean that they're not good, and it doesn't mean that they didn't have number one hit records. It's just for some reason, some people don't get to the stratosphere of a Stevie Wonder, a Lionel Richie, a Prince, a Luther Vandross, or one of those. It's just, it is what it is. And we could do this in hip-hop. We did female R&B. We could do groups. This can go on and on. So we ended up with Johnny Gill, My, before we stop. Now, what you got, babe? Don't worry about the damn dog, okay? I'm not. Let y'all know our dog is in the room so she won't be barking.
She sure is. All okay. Right. Let's go with Donnell Jones.
Absolutely. Singer, songwriter, producer, performer.
All that good stuff.
All of that.
Yeah.
All of that. Which Donnell Jones record you want to play?
Let's do You Know What's Up.
The one with Left Eye?
Yeah.
Let's do You Know What's Up. Camp P, give me a little bit of Donnell Jones, You Know What's Up. You know what, when we do these things, you just make me smile and laugh. Or the songs that you chose. Because you know what I would have chose for Donnell Jones?
What?
Since I'm ain't listening, I'm going around. Rather be alone. She doesn't truly understand. That was the record.
That was the record.
Woo! But I'd rather leave than to cheat. That's it. Okay. So we didn't do that one. All right.
No, we did
my
not.
Turn. My turn. Let me pick one. Cisco.
Okay.
Cisco from Drew Hill.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Drew Hill wasn't it, because they were.
They were.
Cisco stepped out on his own.
He sure did.
He did a solo album. He did the Dragon joint. He had the Thong Song on there.
Yeah.
It blew up.
Yep.
If you remember, he went on, I believe it was Arsenio Hall, and said that he was better than R. Kelly. Do you remember that?
He sure did. Okay.
He said no male singer can touch him.
Right.
And right after that, R. Kelly came out and put another smackdown on him. Did he not do that?
Of course he
so
did.
So can we play a little bit of Thong Song from Cisco?
She was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck. Thighs like wah. Baby, move your butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck. Thighs like wah. All night long, let me see that thong. Baby, that thong.
Thank you, Cam P. What else you got, babe?
I think I'm gonna go with Horace Brown.
I can't debate that.
Yeah.
I cannot debate Horace Brown. Mm-hmm. Horace Brown. Some of the best setup ever. Jay-Z was on the joint.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He had the right production team.
Yeah.
He had the right, and he was mad muscular.
Yeah.
Right?
Mad muscular.
I'm not lying. He was. You know, Horace used to take that shirt off anytime. He's mad muscular, son. Yeah. Word up.
Yes, he did.
He had it. Mm-hmm. He had it like Chris Williams had it.
Yeah.
He had it. What song you want to play from Horace Brown?
One for the Money.
Okay, let's do that. One for the Money, Horace Brown. Mm-hmm. Can't be, please.
We do it. One for the money. Two for the show. Three to get the honeys. Here we go.
We do it.
One for the money. Two for the show.
Thank you. Can I throw one out there?
For sure.
Because right now he's running around looking like the Predator. And this dude got hit after hit after hit, but something stops him from getting over that hump. He used to be talked about as the next Teddy Pendergrass. You know who I'm talking about.
Go ahead.
From New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Jaheim.
Jaheim
got a slew of hit records.
Nothing happened to him. You know what happened to him?
What?
He became vegan and I don't know, and like very holistic and mm-hmm. all of that stuff like that. And he was real serious about it, like to the point that, I mean, his mind just didn't focus on that. He was focusing on all his praying and all his veganism and all of that stuff like that. And he became as skinny as a rail, mm-hmm. number one. And, you know, that's the route that he took.
Did he back up off the music for a while?
He did. He did. So I'm assuming that, you know, he wasn't making no money. So you got to.
Well, they always make money on the road.
Yeah, you got to get back on that road.
Okay, so what are we going to play? Just In Case by Jaheim, or you had something else?
Yeah, I mean. Just that you—that was the one you picked.
Okay, so let's go. Just In Case by Jaheim. Thanks, Cam P. Even though he had a lot of records.
He did.
Whew, that boy had
He did, records. And he could sing.
He can really sing. Like.
Yeah, he can.
He can really sing. Yeah, for real. What else you got, babe?
I'm going to go with my boy.
Who?
John B.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was set up perfectly, too. Mm-hmm. All the records for Babyface, all the records that he wrote for other people.
For sure.
John B. was that dude.
Yeah.
He was what I call Blue Eyed Soul.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, John B. was in there.
Yep.
Yeah, which song you want to play from John B.?
They Don't Know. For us to make it through, you should know me. You're my angel. Nothing's gonna make you fall from heaven. Girl, I just want to love you.
Why did I think you was going to pick Are You Still Down with Tupac?
You stop thinking about me. Think about yourself. Worry about yourself.
You can say stop worrying about me. Stop thinking about me.
I don't mean that. You know what I meant.
What's next month?
Anniversary.
How many years?
Do you? 9.
Okay, so don't tell me ever to stop thinking about you. I'm thinking about you forever.
Yes.
Okay?
Longer than nine.
We've been together over 20.
Yeah.
Don't tell me to stop that. Stop thinking about me. You better stop worrying about what I'm getting ready to say that yes. I want to play, honey.
Keep your head out my okay. mouth, shawty.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it is.
This dude was there, babe. Okay? I don't know exactly what happened or why it happened, but he was there. He came from this group called Guy. They had hits. R. Kelly was compared to him when he first came out.
Oh, yeah.
He said he took his style. He looked like him. Everything. Mr. Aaron Hall. What happened? Why didn't Aaron Hall become the star he was supposed to?
Drugs.
Really?
Yes, drugs, heavy.
Mm.
Heavy on the drug.
Heavy on the drugs, huh?
Yeah.
Drugs will do it to you every single time. Mm-hmm. Kids, don't do drugs. I want to play Don't Be Afraid by Aaron Hall off his solo album. Your turn again, babe.
Is it my turn already?
Yes, it is.
All right, well, I'm going to go with my other guy, Montel Jordan.
Montel had hits.
Yeah.
He had so many hits.
Yeah.
He's the tallest R&B singer.
How tall is he?
6'8".
Jesus Christ. Damn, that's 7 yes, foot.
Almost. And all they said was 6'8". He stood. You know, and people say the music that he made was good. He had records. Right? It's on tonight.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Woo!
Did you know that Montel Jordan is an accomplished songwriter also?
I do.
Did you know Montel and his partner wrote Nobody's Supposed to Be Here for Deborah Cox?
I don't think I knew that.
That's true.
My girl.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nobody's Supposed to Be Here. Mm-hmm. Which Montel Jordan record do you want to play?
When You Get Home.
When You Get Home.
So when you get home, girl.
Thanks, bro. When you get home tonight. Now, I had some. I'm going to move on because we got a lot of time and we got a lot of people on this list.
Yes.
My wife says no. He's not almost there because she loves him. And I say yes. Dave Hollister.
Nope.
Yes.
No, I do not agree. But again, that's my opinion. Okay. I can have. Listen. Listen.
I put Jaheim on the list, who had more hit records than Dave Hollister, but not Dave Hollister.
Because Dave Hollister also is a member of Blackstreet.
Well, babe, we set the rules and regulations. Okay. Even if you were. And if that's the case, then Ralph Tresvant or Johnny Gill can't be on there. Because they were in hugely successful groups. But once you step out. And you do a solo album,
mm-hmm.
okay, you qualify for being almost there or not almost there. Mm-hmm. Come on. It's like me saying, something about my rap career. Me and Dre did a rap album, okay? It mm-hmm. sold 500,000, but it didn't sell like DMX.
Right.
So?
I don't know.
Dave Hollister was almost there, babe.
No.
Yes, he was.
Okay, whatever.
He was. Can you play me a little One Woman Man by Dave Ooh, Hollister, please?
Yes.
But that's when I was wilding out. I couldn't care less about someone getting hurt. I've done my share of dirt, but I'm a wise dog. Oh, oh, yeah.
It's so funny running into you.
Oh, man.
You love Dave Hollister, and I do too. But as a solo album, he did not reach the Lionel Richie numbers.
Okay.
He didn't.
All right.
All right, who else you got, babe?
I'm going to go with Case.
As much as I hate, as Seuss is my man, and I hate to say it, yes. Yes,
Case. Yeah, I'm sorry, Case. And I love Case.
Because you cannot, we can't wholeheartedly. As music loving people.
But this is not, let's make this clear. We're not saying anything negative against these artists, like we don't like them or they didn't do well. They did. It's just the fact that we feel like they didn't get to go as far as they could have gone, you know, as far as their potential could have taken them for one reason or the other. That's the only reason why, we're even putting them on this list, but it's not like, oh no, he was bad or he was whack or nothing like that at all.
And I would just like to add to what she just said is there was a documentary out, and I think if you look for it, you can still find it. Mm-hmm. It's called Two Steps Away. It's about a lot of people that sang background for a lot of people in their career, like Lisa Fisher, who was only two steps away from being a star herself. Mm-hmm. So for some reason or another, it could be record label stuff. It could be a lot of different things. Some people kill themselves with drugs.
Right.
Some people, it's the label. It's a switching of the label. It's a new regime comes in. The label gets sold.
Right.
They get caught up in the mix.
Yeah.
Case is dope. It is no way we're going to put Donnell Jones on there.
Not ever.
And then don't say Case.
Yeah.
since it you know, it doesn't make sense.
We just feel like they didn't get a chance to reach their full potential. Yeah.
Almost there.
Yeah. It was almost absolutely there.
What song from Case you wanna play?
Let's do is it Happily Ever After?
Yes.
And time begins again.
That video is very famous because
Beyonce is the lead.
She's the lead lady in that video right there. So because you said Case, and I did not write this down, can I throw a name out there for you? And you tell me, and I know you love this dude too.
Okay.
Joe.
Oh, my. Oh. He's another one that I'm just like, no, but okay, yeah.
I know what happened with Joe.
I agree. It's messed up because Joe is amazing.
With a capital Zing.
Yes.
Yes. I know what happened to him.
What?
Record company.
Yes, yeah, see? That's part of... See, this is what we're trying to tell you guys, is one of the reasons why people do not get to reach their full potential, because Joe's voice is...
And writing
is unimaginable, period. Mm.
Unbelievable.
Like,
he's so super talented.
He's crazy super talented.
You know what happened with Joe? Label happened. New regime came in.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting the respect that he wanted, and he wanted out. Mm-hmm. And they held him. So he had to sue to get out his contract. And years, like 3 years had passed.
That's crazy that they do that to people.
They do it to people all the time. Yeah. Joe is amazing. What you want to play for Joe?
Oh my goodness.
Come on, you know the right one.
You know what I want to play from Joe.
Go ahead.
You hate the song. I ain't gonna say it. You say it.
Go ahead.
No, because I see your face right now. You know that song is just so fucked up. This is so messed up.
Everything your man won't do.
Everything your man won't do.
That's a hater song.
That's a hating ass song.
That is a hating song. How you tell a woman, baby?
How you
baby,
see that?
I wanna do all of the things your man won't do. A man is always not doing something.
Exactly.
A woman is always not doing something. If a woman said that, y'all would hate that song.
So he, listen.
This nigga say he gonna take somebody on a night cruise on a yacht.
That's right. He gonna make it up. He gonna make it up.
Joe, you know I love you. We bowled together a lot when we was in New Jersey. Joe, you know that's a hating ass song.
He making it up on the back end.
Well, he's so dope, man. Big up to Joe. Joe should have been R. Kelly's type career. He should have been. Who else you got on there?
Let's see.
Hey, man. My turn.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going on.
Lloyd.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Lloyd.
Yeah. I like Lloyd.
Yeah. Yeah, little Lloyd. Lil Lloyd, he should have signed with Young Money when he had an opportunity. Yeah. After he left from Murder, Inc., and he had hits over there.
Yeah.
And he left, and he did the songs and stuff with Lil Wayne. And Lil Wayne stuff, Lil Wayne wanted to sign him to his label. I saw this on Unsung, and he went with the wrong label. He should have signed with Lil Wayne and him.
We need to play Girls Around the World. With Lil Wayne.
All right, let's play that. Let's play Lloyd featuring Lil Wayne.
Girls Around the World.
Girls Around the World. All around the world, all around the world. Hello, Mr. Ed Lover. I love Lloyd.
So just one, that's
What you got, baby?
How about Jimmy Cozier? You remember him?
You know why I know Jimmy Cozier?
No.
You know who he's signed to?
Who?
Haitian Jack.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Yes, he was Jack. That's Jack's song. Yeah, Jimmy Cozier. He had Fab on that song.
Jack and Jack. He sure did.
Yes.
Yeah, She's All I Got.
Yes.
That was a hot song.
Oh, my God. That song was hot. Mm-hmm. Can you play me a little She's All I Got from the one and only Jimmy Cozier, please?
Testing her patience to see how far she can go before I lose my head. Sometimes I love her, sometimes I love her now. I ain't letting her go, cause she's all I got. Although she nags me and complains a lot, I ain't letting her go. No, no, no.
That was a good one. That's a good one. I got a good one for you too, since you want to pull all these good ones out your purse.
What? Who? Who, son? Who?
Jay Holiday.
Oh, God, yes.
You can put you to bed. Yes.
Do you have another song after this?
I don't know. I know that one.
Okay.
I don't put you to bed.
Okay.
Know that one.
Thank you. Thank you, dude.
What else you got over there, miss? Pulling out stuff out of your bag?
You said Jay Holiday?
I said Jay Holiday.
All right, Bobby Valentino.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bobby Valentino on the get up all in ya. You can see the angels.
Yeah.
And when I'm in a thing, I make your body sing. I make it go.
Wee, 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 wee.
Like a car, car. Doing a buck, get a lady's drop. You gotta stop my lady, God. Yes, are we playing that? What are we playing, my mom?
No, let's play Slow Down.
I was blown away by your sexiness. Now all I have to do is catch up to you. Slow down. I just wanna get to know you.
Yeah. He told her, don't turn around, though. I never understood those lyrics.
Because
he just wanted to look at her butt. He said, slow down. I just want to get to know you, but don't turn around because the pretty little thing looks good to me. He says, I just want to look at your ass. Don't turn around. I might see your face and you forget about it.
And run. And say, walk fast.
I made a huge mistake here.
Just want to see that ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Bobby Valentino had some joints.
For sure.
Absolutely. No question about it. Kid, that had a lot of joints too. And if I had to say, I put him right up there next to Jaheim with joints, Music Soul Child.
I'm straddling the fence because
no way you're going to put Jaheim there and not put Music Soul Child there. There's no way.
What I told you.
Okay.
I'm straddling the fence.
Babe, Anthony Hamilton gave him his ass in that Versus.
He did, but
Music Soul Child.
Music Soul Child, God.
He's not dead.
Okay.
I love him.
You can still straddle the fence if
Why are you going back on what you just said so eloquently and loudly and forcefully into the mic about how we feel about them as artists. It don't have anything to do with the fact that Music Soul Child is dope. We're talking about he was at least 1 to 2 steps away from stardom.
Yes, he was. Okay.
For some reason.
From mega stardom. From stardom?
From stardom.
Okay, yes. All right. You could calm down.
Like, you know, we talking Stevie and...
I mean, I get it. I get it. Again, I guess I'm just partial to...
The Music Soul Child. You said the same thing about Alexander O'Neal. They were almost.
Okay.
Okay. What are we playing for Music Soul Child then?
Whatever you want to play. You pick them.
That one. What's it called, Sonny? Girl, I know this might seem strange. I don't want to pressure you. Play that one, Cam. We didn't fuck the name up, please.
And if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool.
I'm not trying to pressure you. Just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
No.
I just wanna know your name. And maybe sometime we can hook up. Hang out. Just
Thank you, brother. That was on the Nutty Professor soundtrack. Yeah. You know what's funny about that song? That wasn't even supposed to be the song that took off. The song that's supposed to took off was the song that gave Janet Jackson $500,000 to record.
Oh, which one was that? Really?
Yeah, that was that was the song off of that soundtrack. Oh, okay. The DJs grabbed that song and started rocking. That's the song that really took off of Music Soul Child. But my favorite Music Soul Child record is Love.
Mine too. It's so beautiful.
It's a beautiful song.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. I mean, that should make me cry.
What's the song that he got when he's, and I know we're not going to play all these jokes. What's the song that he got when he talks about, I don't care about, you know, if it's almost like
Don't change.
Don't change. That's the one. Music Soul Child is fucking dope. And sometimes I think if he could dance, he would have been a lot better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Can we go? You got another one?
You want me? It's my turn now?
Doesn't matter. Just go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think he only had one song, but I like the song, so I'm going to say it. Rel.
Yeah. Yeah, he really did.
He had other songs, but I mean, this one really hit.
He had other songs on other people's stuff.
Yeah.
But I think what Rel was, Rockefeller did not know how to do R&B.
Yeah.
Because remember, they had Chris Jean too.
They did have Chris Jean.
Yeah.
I like them too.
Yeah,
I didn't
they have one
I
record.
I forgot to put them on there.
Yeah. Can we play a little Up in Smoke by Chris Jean?
Mm-hmm.
I won't stop cause I'm too cool. And what they say is true.
Thank you, Cam. What you want to play by Rel?
Love for Free.
Play Love for Free by Rel, too.
And Jay-Z's on it.
I got to thinking, and I hope you realize
all this love for free. Better come and get it.
Hurry.
Please don't take
Yeah, Jay-Z is on that. But I just don't think Rockefeller really knew how to push R&B. Mm-hmm. I don't think their staff was equipped for it. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, they didn't know. You know, when you got success with Jay-Z and other artists on there, you're not going to really pay attention to work an R&B record the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
Because Jay's shit just took off and was selling. You know, you have to work Rel and, you know, get Rel and put Rel in the same and great positions. And I never really saw them, never seen them do that.
Yeah.
Can I throw somebody out there?
Mm-hmm.
American Idol winner Ruben Studdard.
Yeah. Damn, what happened to him?
I don't know. He was on American Idol. That's when American Idol was the truth.
And he was doing good after.
Yeah. I mean, Fantasia won after he won or before. I don't remember. But Fantasia took off. I don't know what it didn't happen for Ruben Studdard. Let's play, what is it called? Sorry? Yeah, yeah. That was the record. Let's play Sorry by Ruben Studdard.
So here it comes again for all the wrong I've done. Here's 1,000,001. Girl, this is my sorry for 2004. And I ain't gonna mess them no more this year. I'ma take this one chance and make it real clear. I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, sorry, in case I don't tell you. Tell you December, I'm sorry.
You got some more over there, Mrs. Roberts?
I got something.
Mrs. Lava Lava.
And this is close to you. Remember your friend, Big Bub?
Yeah. He is my great friend.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Lead singer of the group today. Bub, a hell of another one. A producer.
Yeah.
Songwriter. If you saw Mary J. Blige's documentary, he's right there talking about, you know, they were laughing and joking.
Yeah.
Talking about the songs that he wrote for Mary. Hell of a songwriter.
He is.
But for some reason, his solo career was on Motown. Kedar Massenburg was the freaking... I was there the whole time.
Right.
Was the president and CEO at the time. And it's for some reason, it just did not happen. He got a hell of a voice, too. For real. What do you want to play from Big Bob?
I'll let you do it since it's your boy.
Let's play Zoom. Because he redid Lionel Richie and the Commodore Zoom. And he did a hell of a job.
Okay.
So let's play a little Zoom by Big Bob. Yeah. See, because she know I have a very serious friendship with Bub, and we've been friends for a long time, yeah. I appreciate you, Campy. She think that I wouldn't say it. But he knows he was almost there.
Yeah.
He knows that.
He's really good.
He know that. Yeah, he's amazing.
Amazing.
He knows it. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Can I bring up somebody for you that definitely was almost there?
Yeah.
But then again, didn't he go to jail too, Life Jennings?
Oh, man, yeah. He can sing his ass off.
Absolutely.
He sings all over in Atlanta and everywhere else now. So.
He was just at this spot called Monticello.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Life Jennings is so dope.
Yeah.
So
he
dope.
Is.
But got caught up in something, right back to jail. And that put a little bit of a big damper on your career, especially when you got momentum, you got to keep going.
Yeah.
If that momentum is there, unless you, and you know.
But he had a bump in the road that he couldn't keep going.
That's true.
So, you know.
But I'm saying you can't have those bumps in the road when your momentum is swinging. Because listen, look at all the other male R&B singers that we named that was out around the same time.
Oh, that's true.
You can't afford a bump in the road because these dudes is bringing heat. Yeah. Let's play. What do you want to play about Life?
I don't know. I don't know the name of the song. I can sing it, but I don't want to.
Sing a little bit. Or you just want Cam to pick one?
Yeah, Cam.
Pick. All right, Cam, pick a Life Jennings song because Fruit can't remember the name of it. Neither can I.
I know the words to the song, but.
Someone who loves you for sure. You just remember to never let them go. Yeah, women, there's something. She's
Thanks, Cam. We appreciate that. Life Gen is the truth, for sure. It's okay, babe. It's okay. Who else you got over there?
Oh, let's see. Okay, I'm going to say this. R.I.P. Mr. Nate Dogg.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know most people associate Nate Dogg with hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
But Nate Dogg was an R&B singer. He absolutely was.
He was.
And just because other people sang on hip-hop records.
Yeah.
Don't mean they ain't R&B singers.
Right.
You know, Joe sang on Pun's record. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a player no more. Just because, you know, Nate Dogg sang "When I Met You Last Night, Baby."
No, but he really was an R&B singer.
I got hoes, yeah. Nate was an R&B singer. Definitely. Let's play one of Nate Dogg's solo joints, shall we, Cam?
Nobody does it better. Nobody does it better. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better.
Yeah, God rest your soul, Nate Dogg, for sure. Okay, this is going to be difficult to say.
What?
I got to say it anyway, though.
Well, who the hell is he?
Genuine.
9 o'clock, home alone. That's my dude.
That's the record.
Chasing you, wishing you come over.
I am so anxious.
Yes, okay.
Meet me at 11:30.
Will he do that slide?
I'm talking dirty, cause I'm pony.
Oh yeah, for sure.
In those jeans.
Yeah.
So anxious. By Genuine, can we play a little bit of that right now? Genuine got 175 kids. That's
he sure do.
Yeah. That's what took Genuine. The best setup though, Missy, Timbaland, that whole crew. Genuine. He had joints.
He did.
Genuine, you were definitely almost there.
Genuine.
What you got, babe?
Raheem Devon.
I tried to argue with you about this when you first said it, but because he's so big in the neo-soul realm, but...
I love Raheem Devon,
what we're
though.
Talking about, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. I can't debate that. Raheem Devon's almost there, yeah. And I've seen a lot of Raheem Devon shows, and they love...
For sure.
Raheem Devon. Yeah, but, yeah, Raheem Devon's, he's almost there. Almost. What you want to play by Raheem Devon?
Guess Who Loves You More.
Nice record, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great record. Yeah.
See, baby. Guess who loves you more? Guess who loves you more than he did? Guess who treats you better than he did? Think of me. That's right. Me. When you go see. The past,
things gonna last. Oh.
Ooh. Yes. Woo. That's a smoker. You got anything left on your list, babe?
Let me see. Oh, I forgot about my guy. I mean, it's older, but you know, I forgot about my dude, Mr. Mark Morrison.
Return of the... Oh, yeah.
Return of the... I don't care. Everywhere you play that song anywhere today, people get up and dance.
Absolutely.
Right?
You just spawned something in me, yes. Too, man. Thank you for saying that. Because at Love and the Mixtape Band, we play Return of the Mac. Yeah. And people dance every time we play.
The song is hard.
Absolutely right. Can we play Return of the Mac by New England's own, mm-hmm, but from England.
Because he's from England.
Mark Morrison.
Your lies to me. All those times I said that I love you. Your lies to me. Yes, I try. Yes, I try. Your lies to me. Even though you knew I'd die for you. Your lies to me. Yes, I cry.
You see how you do me, babe?
What?
How we feed off of each other when we start talking stuff.
Yeah.
Music and stuff, yeah, like that. Here's another one you did not put in your list. I didn't put it in my list, but I just saw he made it, but on another aspect of music. He stopped performing and stopped making albums, but he made it on the other end of music. Chucky Booker.
Oh, for sure.
Chucky Booker.
Yeah. Chucky Booker.
You know why I just thought of that when you said Mark Morrison?
Why?
Because we play Return of the Mac and then we go right into games.
Games, yeah.
Yeah, we go right into games.
He's doing good, though.
He's excellent.
Yes, he's doing real good.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. He was unhappy with the way things were going as a solo artist.
Yep.
He dropped two albums. And believe this, if y'all don't believe me, go watch Unsung. I thought that maybe he fell off or was just... He quit on his own.
He did. Yeah.
He quit on his own. And yeah. I'm talking about this dude wrote Spread My Wings for Troop.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a singer and songwriter.
Yeah.
And I want to know why you want to play on me.
Why you want to play games on me.
Why you want to play.
Why you want to play games on me.
Why you want to play on me.
Why you want to play games on me.
Why you want to play.
Why you want to play games on me.
Shoot,
wow. You hit me with that,
mm-hmm,
Mark Morrison, and immediately, mm-hmm, I thought of Chucky Booker because, mm-hmm, I saw the Unsung on Chucky Booker.
Yeah.
He went on to be music director for Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Music director for
he's
so
doing
many
extremely
people.
Well
and if
right now.
Yeah, if you see his Unsung, you'll see Glodeen White, mm-hmm, from the Love Unlimited,
mm-hmm,
speaking on that because Barry White is his godfather.
I can see that.
He plays every instrument, y'all. If you got TV One, and I like a lot of the programming on TV One, make sure you check out the Unsung on Chucky Booker.
Chucky Booker.
Boy, it blew my mind when, mm-hmm, I saw that. I knew, mm-hmm, he did like a lot of music, but musical directing, but I never knew, babe, that he quit on his own.
Yeah. Yeah. And he did it. And he did it. And he became amazing. He's doing extremely well right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you think of anybody else you want to put on it before we close this thing out? I'm quite sure somebody's going to hit us and tell us something. It's edloverexperience@gmail.com, edloverexperience@gmail.com, or on Instagram @edlover. You want them to follow you on the gram?
Sure, why not?
Tell them.
Hey, you guys can follow me. I'm at vjackson705. On Instagram.
Absolutely. And don't forget to follow my Facebook page, Ed Lover Presents Come On Son.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Facebook page, man.
Yeah.
All right. So thank y'all for listening.
Thank you.
I know we missed something.
We did. I know. It's somebody so many tell great us. People
yeah,
out
somebody
here.
Somebody going to tell us.
Yeah.
Somebody going to say, how in the hell did y'all forget that? And that's what I love. I love the feedback. So we welcome the feedback. Because when y'all tell us how the hell did we miss something, we both go, oh.
We do. And then we definitely put it in the Rolodex for future.
That's right. So we this do. Is, this has been Almost There, the male R&B superstars.
This was fun.
That were almost made. It was a great time. Yeah. And they like when we do the music stuff. So we're going to have to do hip hop. Whoa, that list is going to be crazy.
So should that be the next one we do? What? So let's give them a little snippet. What should it be?
Let's let them decide.
Okay.
Because we could do groups. Hit us up. We could do female R&B groups. Mm-hmm. We did that because we included, because we included all of those groups like Total and all of them in the last time we did.
Yep.
Yeah. We can do female R&B artists. Solo artists.
Didn't we do that?
We kind of mixed it all up. But this time we could do male R&B groups.
We can do groups.
We can do hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
We can do female hip hop.
So which should we? We'll let the people decide. Let the people sell us. Let the people do.
Thank y'all for listening. As usual, keep going first. Everything else will fall into place. We'll talk at you, with you, to you, and about that ass next week. Mm-hmm. Okay, be good if you can be good. Be careful if you can't be careful. Have a baby with a male R&B singer, okay? Till the next time we ride, slide, glide, laugh, and cry together. Ed Love and Fruit saying God bless each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all for tuning us in and not tuning us out. We give you the good shit, never the bullshit, right here on Come On, Son. The podcast. And as always, in parting to next week, what we say, Fruit?
Come on, son.
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Peace, y'all.
Come on, son.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover.
Come on, son.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.